A reading from John 5, 1-6. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
When you read these passages that we have been reviewing over the last several days, it really becomes crystal clear. This aspect of Jesus is so important. And it has a physical dimension, but it also has a spiritual, a unique spiritual dimension. And here, again, he's dealing with an invalid. What a great description. A man for 38 years who is not able to be cured. There's nothing he seems to be able to do. We'll learn tomorrow, this story will continue tomorrow. But here, even now he's in Jerusalem, and Jesus is engaged in the same kind of activity he was in Galilee.
What's interesting, too, that Jesus puts responsibility back on the person. Do you want to get well? You know, that seems almost ludicrous. Well, who wouldn't want to get well? A lot of times, our sickness, whether it's physical or emotional, becomes our friend. You can hide behind it. And in many ways, what he's asking this man is, if you get well, do you know that you probably are going to have to go to work for your living? Up to this point, you've been able to beg. And so Jesus is calling him to a level of responsibility that he would release the past and take the promise of a better future.
Several days ago, we were talking about Peter's response to a miracle of the fish, which had occurred, and Peter knew he was in the presence of something, someone holy. And he says, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." And, you know, you're making friends of your infirmity, that you were just talking about. I think that that is something that a lot of people don't put the two together. But there is a comfort sometimes in staying where you are rather than moving out, because moving out can be dangerous. Crossing boundaries always seems dangerous. And here, you know, we don't know what is why this man is an invalid. We do know, though, that he's been amazingly unsuccessful in being cured.
And Jesus offers him the opportunity to go into the unknown, that which he has not experienced, with all of the complications of it. But he's going to have to respond in faith. And we get to see tomorrow how the story continues on.
Do you want to get well? A question for all of us.